Hello, everybody, and welcome back to a special episode of the Campus Chronicle podcast. I'm Cole, and I have staff writer Aaron here with me.
Hello.
And we have a special guest. We have the campus recreation coordinator for DMAC, Andrew Nelson, here with us. How are you doing today?
Doing well, thank you.
So I guess just to start with, how did you come to be the campus recreation coordinator? Like when did you start that, and kind of how did you get into it?
I started at DMAC in 2005, so I've been here a while. Just right out of college, took a part-time job and was able to find my way to DMAC and do the intramural thing for a while. So I've been here for 15 years, so.
It's quite a long stint.
Yeah. I
Not
mean, you must,
bad.
like it here somewhat, at least if you've been here for 15 years.
It's a great place to work.
Have you, was that your position when you got hired? Like, have you been in the same position the whole time?
Nope,
Or
I started as just the intramural specialist, and somebody left, and I was able to take the coordinator position. But yeah, I pretty much have been doing the same thing since I got here. The position just kind of merged together at some point.
So what's kind of like in like a day in the life of an intramural activity coordinator? What's that kind of look like for
Well, today's a lot different than it was this time last year, that's for sure.
Yep.
I mean, before all this happened, it was you come to work and you kind of see what you have, what the events are going to be happening for that day. We usually hold four intramurals a week, Monday through Thursday. So pretty much it's just prepping for all those evening activities, staffing and that type of stuff. Setting up fields or courts or whatever you might have, and you have meetings throughout the day and emails to answer and phone calls, those types of things. So,
Right.
I think today we're specifically gonna kind of go into some of those in, the intramurals, like the intramural schedule coming up for fall. Do you kind of just want to give like a little, like a general kind of summary of some of the stuff that's coming up?
Yeah, right now we're underway. This semester, unfortunately, we're totally virtual. Something that's definitely new to me and probably the students that do participate. There's no basketball, no flag football, no volleyball, those types of things. But what we've tried to do is try and incorporate those things through video games. So we've got a lot of that type of stuff, NBA 2K, Madden, and then I don't know, there's what else are we offering?
I
I
remember
think
seeing Mario
Rocket League
Kart.
is
That
one
really
of
piqued
them.
my interest.
What's that?
I remember seeing Mario Kart and I was like, ooh, that would be really fun to join Mario
Yeah.
Kart and play through there.
Mario Kart, Smash Brothers, Call of Duty, those types of things, Fortnite. We're just trying to offer something for any type of gamer, hoping to get them involved. We also doing some plank challenges, like some physical type stuff. So plank challenge, virtual 5Ks. I think we're even trying the horse challenge, kind of like the NBA did over the summer. Those types of events. So we have a movie matinee where we try to show a sports movie on Mondays at 4 o'clock. And then something that I'm super excited about is that I've partnered with the Moonlight Graham Show podcast. I don't know if you've ever heard of them, but they interview role players, sports people from around the area, for the most part. And so we've got some interesting interviews coming up that we're gonna post on our Facebook page here in the next coming week. So.
Yeah. Cole and I were kind of talking beforehand, but what are quarantine sports? That was one thing where we were like, what could that mean? Like
All right, so that's kind of a twist on some of your traditional games. So I think one of them's like bowling. So you set up certain things, Another one, Spatula Golf. I mean, you'll probably have to go on to the IM leagues. It's kind of goofy, but also just trying to engage with students for the most part. Just, I mean, here's an opportunity to win a t-shirt, I'll send it to you type of thing. So we really just want students involved. We just want that communication piece back and forth to let the students know, hey, we're here and we're trying to offer anything and everything possible that we can at this time.
Right. Yeah.
It does seem like there's a good amount of variety for having to do it all virtually. Like, there's quite a lot on here, but
we're trying to just offer a little bit to anybody who might want to get involved. So
yeah, that's really the vibe I got from it too. You just look at it and you're like, there's so many different options you could choose, and just like, really, like you said, any type of gamer could just come in and choose any one of those.
Great opportunity to win a new free shirt. So.
Yeah.
Better get signed up.
So we were mentioning the esports. Is that something new for DMACC, or have they offered like esport leagues in the past, or is that something new for like specifically for this virtual?
It's mainly for this right now. My hopes are to eventually get to that point. It's kind of what we're kind of dipping our toe in the water, trying to see what interest is out there. So we're kind of hoping that these video game leagues kind of lead into something bigger, because you see so many schools going that route. I'm hoping that we're one of the next schools that do that. So, I mean, I hope that these leagues take off and we can kind of go down that road ourselves.
Yeah, definitely.
That's exciting. How did you all decide which games to include? Did you like poll or just like kind of look at what other schools are doing, or?
I had a long summer to kind of try and plan this out. Kind of did some research, looking at other schools, what their plans were, and then just kind of looking and seeing what the most popular games are right now. And those are kind of the games that we came up with.
I see a lack of Fall Guys. That's one I would have signed up for. That's the only one I would have been good at. Yeah.
We can always set up a pop-up tournament if you'd like.
Oh.
You got a few people that might be interested. We can come up with something.
Ooh. Yeah.
Well, there's an idea.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of these, like, if you go on Twitch, which is like a streaming platform, in case anyone listening wasn't aware, and you kind of look at the most popular stream games, that's really what a lot of these are. I think that'd be good, even if people don't participate. Are you, like, kind of having a way to view those while people are doing them? Like, are you going to stream somewhere? Or?
We do have a Twitch account. So, I mean, that's something that I'm totally open to doing. I mean, any way we can make this work and make this better, more interesting, I am totally okay with. So, yeah, we'll figure out something. We did a little bit of that over the summer. We had an NBA 2K tournament where we stream some of the games on Twitch and on Facebook.
Yeah, like me personally, I'm not very good at Rocket League, but I think it'd be kind of fun to watch some of my like fellow students go in and face each other and see how that would go.
So. Yep.
Some of these I feel would make for like very good spectators. Like Rocket League for sure is one that like, yeah, I'm awful at it, but it's super fun to watch.
Right, yeah.
Definitely. Well, hopefully we can get some people to sign up for that and maybe we can figure something out. Spread the word.
Which, though, how do you go about signing up for one of these activities?
Well, you can email me, but we would prefer you to use the IM League's website, just because there's directions and you can kind of, when we get to the point where we have a schedule, then you'll know who you're playing, how to contact them, basically just for communication reasons. So IM League's is the preferred way of signing up. I mean, in a perfect world, we'd be on campus and we'd be able to do that right here and we'd be able to provide all that. But unfortunately, this is kind of the way we're going to have to do it for this semester.
Right. I mean, also, it's better than nothing, though. I mean, instead of having no intramurals and no activity engagement or anything, I'd say that's
exactly
better than nothing for sure.
We just really want to keep students engaged and, you know, trying to give them the total college experience the best we can right now.
Right. Yeah, that's why I like the quarantine sports you guys had, just because you know, even if you don't own any game consoles, you can do, well, like you said, spatula golf
from yeah.
your living room or whatever. And
we're trying to try to come up. What's that? I thought you said something. No big deal.
Sorry. I mean, yeah, was there anything else, Cole, that you could think of? Anything you wanted to add on intramurals or anything, or kind of the choices that we had for this semester?
I think what I was going to ask, I guess, is do you play any of these games, like, yourself? Like, do you have any, do you have, like, prior experience with any of these?
I'm a sports guy, so NBA 2K and Madden are about the extent of my gaming abilities.
So something I was kind of wondering, too. So as the next semester kind of comes around, were you going to just kind of see how this goes and plan from there, or did you have plans for this next coming semester?
When we get a clearer picture of what next semester is going to look like, I mean, I hope we're back in the gym or back on the field in some capacity. And I think the schedule that we currently have, I think will just be an extension of what we've always offered. I don't think this stuff's ever going to go away. I think we're going to still try and offer virtual types of events for those students that can't make it to campus. So I really don't know what the next semester is going to look like. I know probably going to look a lot like what it is right now. My hopes are that we can just offer some of those normal types of events on campus types of things. So
right. I feel like that's a good way to look at it. Cause it's like, even if it gets to the point where like we can come back to campus and do things in person, you will still have students who will take online classes. Like, I don't know. I feel like you still won't get all the students back. So having some virtual, some in person, is a nice mix.
Right. And I think even after like all the quarantine pandemic stuff is over, like maybe 2 or 3 years down the line, let's say, it'd be kind of interesting to see a mix of the physical intramurals and the virtual ones. So you have, like you were saying earlier, like basketball and flag football, but then, you know, next week you might have Rocket League and Mario Kart. I think that'd be really interesting to see as time goes on.
Yep, for sure.
It'd be fun to do a mix. Do you take like a team from like the virtual, like the NBA, like 2K game, and then one of the teams from in person and have them play each other?
Yeah.
Like have them do an in person game and a virtual game against each other.
It'll probably be
horribly imbalanced, but it could at least be like a for fun kind of thing. Like that'd be interesting.
Let's try it. one thing I'd like to add on these games, we have opened it up to other schools around the state. So it might not just be DMAC students, so there'd be a bigger opportunity to play somebody that might not be a friend of yours. It might not just be a DMAC student. It might be somebody from Simpson or Kirkwood or someone from the western part of the state. We're really just trying to make this as fun and as enjoyable as possible. Another incentive to get in there and play.
Has registration already opened up for?
We can add a little bit of like rivalry then too.
There you go. Yeah, it has opened. We have to kind of piggyback off of this other school thing. We have done this in the past for the last 4 or 5 years. In select sports like flag football, basketball, sand volleyball, and volleyball. We play Simpson and Grandview currently. We'll take our champion and go play them at the different sites, a little home and away every semester. So this is something that I'd like to eventually get to as well with this virtual stuff. So kind of bringing in the other schools, trying to create that, a bigger gaming community, at least from an intramural perspective. And then hopefully, you know, it can just turn into something bigger and hopefully esports will be down the road.
Right. Definitely. All right. Well, I mean, unless Cole, you had anything else to add after that? I mean, should we kind of wrap it up here?
I think most of my my points have been covered, unless there's like any other final things you want to shout out or bring notice to that we haven't covered already.
Well, I guess I'll finish by saying follow us on our Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. Those are the three areas where we're trying to do as much promotion and marketing right now. We also do a lot of that through the IM Leagues website. So if you sign up, you'll get emails from us weekly, just kind of keeping you in the know of what's going on, if there's any changes or a pop-up tournament like we talked about earlier. I mean, just follow us and stay up to date.
Yeah, all right. For sure. Well,
thank you so much for coming to speak with us.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, well, we'll catch you all on the next podcast then.
Have a good day.